Sempre domani may be the quintessential Italian phrase, looking to the future by winking or rolling eyes at the present. Sempre domani means always tomorrow, employed when delays build and build and build. In our more efficiency-focused culture, we don't have as much use for the phrase, but say you're waiting on a big industrial piece of equipment because your old one was mistakenly turned on in July and flames were coming out of its base, the date of delivery and install is a little flexible. Sempre domani. On a completely unrelated note, the boiler is scheduled to be replaced today to toast up the church and office and rectory tomorrow. But of course, we'll see. Sempre domani. Well, there are certain things we just have to sit and wait for tomorrow. There are others that don't need delay. Compare the back and forth we've just been reflecting on with the straight-ahead attitude of Joseph today in our gospel. The wife he has not taken yet into his home, there were steps in the Jewish marrying process, is found pregnant. There's shame, betrayal, flouting of the moral and Mosaic laws, and yet we don't hear Joseph going back and forth with God's message in the dream. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. There's no sempre domani about it. He received the message and put it into action. May we have a little of that courage, that purpose, that direction today. We don't have to wait until tomorrow.